Earlier this month, former British Prime Minister Gordon Brown announced child marriage-free zones to be established in Pakistan. The UN Special Envoy on Global Education says the move is part of a global effort to end the practice and will try to keep Pakistani girls in school. Child marriage is widespread in Pakistan. In March, Pakistan Islamic Council demanded that the country abolish all legal restrictions on child marriage. Fortunately, there's a stronger movement from the girls themselves. The girls are banding together to refuse to be married off. Suzanne Petroni is a senior director of gender, population, and development at the International Center for Research on Women. She tells Daybreak Asia's Francis Alonso there's a movement inside Pakistan working at the government level to end the practice of marrying off young girls too soon.
Child marriage is a problem that has been recognized by the global community, including by Pakistan, as one that needs to be eradicated. Pakistan is a signatory to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, the Convention on the Rights of the Child, the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women, and a number of other international agreements that essentially outlaw child marriage. Religion is all too often used as an excuse to perpetuate this harmful practice. Child marriage is practiced worldwide in a number of countries. There are currently some 70 million girls under the age of 18 who are married. And so my hope is that the government will recognize that this is a harmful practice and they need to continue efforts to eradicate it, and that they have made many commitments to get rid of this violation of human rights.
What about other nations in the region, other Muslim countries in the region? How do you think the ripple effect it might have in their countries?
Bangladesh has child marriage prevalence rate more than twice as high as Pakistan. Their country has laws in place and policies intended to try to eradicate the practice. So there are examples of countries where religious leaders and governments have come together, recognized the harms that child marriage perpetuates, and have agreed to try to end it. And you see countries that have improved their economic development and their educational status for girls and have lower rates of child marriage. And these are very highly correlated. Girls who stay in school are less likely to be married, are less likely to be pregnant early, and are more likely to contribute to the economy of their countries. Many countries around the world, no matter their religion, have recognized this and are making efforts to enhance the quality of girls in their communities, the education for girls, and to stop child marriage.
What actually creates the change for governments and local entities to stop child marriage? What works?
In terms of what works at the community level, educating the girls and their parents and community members about the harms of child marriage and about the alternatives that is valuing girls in those communities can help to raise from the community level on up awareness about the need to end child marriage. Another practice that we've seen through the evidence we've looked at is empowering girls themselves with information and with skills and with support networks to really ensure that they're equipped to understand the world and their options and advocate for themselves. And then finally, economic support and incentives for girls and their families to stay unmarried. In many cases, girls are married off by their families due to poverty. The family may not feel that they can feed another mouth. And so for them, giving the girl to another family and to marriage relieves that burden on them. In some cases, you still see dowry and bride price, which actually brings cash or a cow or a chicken to the family in exchange for the daughter. There is, unfortunately, no magic solution here that applies across communities across the world. We believe that child marriage can end in one generation. The solution really is value the girl, give girls greater opportunities to become educated, to engage in their communities and societies, improve gender equality broadly, and find ways to tackle the poverty that is leading many of the families to move their girls into a marriage.
Suzanne Petroni is a senior director of gender, population, and development at the International Center for Research on Women. She was speaking with Daybreak Asia's Francis Alonso.